AI Transformation Runs at the Speed of Data Readiness by Malcolm Angus. The person hired to lead AI transformation can design a workflow in a week. Then they wait on the data. This essay is about the two scoreboards an AI program should be graded on. The ladder that decides how ready is ready. The one architecture change that makes agents deterministic. And a process where building is one step of six. Every company running an AI transformation has met the same bottleneck. The person hired to drive it can map a workflow, pick the model, and sketch the agent in a week. Then the project sits. Not because the design is wrong, but because the business cannot supply trusted, governed data to run it on. The workflows are designed faster than the data can be made ready. That gap is the program. Private equity sees this more clearly than most, because it keeps scoring public. A buyout creates value three ways: grow revenue, expand margins, expand the multiple a buyer will pay at exit. AI is unusual in that it pulls on all three at once, which is why every operating team now has an AI agenda. It is also why the honest ones have quietly become data teams. First, all three value levers now run through AI. Across buyouts, roughly half the value created between entry and exit comes from revenue growth, a seventh from margin expansion, and a third from the multiple. Those are the averages across more than 10,000 private equity investments. Now map an AI program onto those numbers. Workflows that sharpen pricing, retention, and sales velocity pull the revenue lever. Workflows that move repetitive work up the judgment curve pull the margin lever. And a demonstrable data asset, canonical models, governed access, an audit trail an acquirer can inspect, pulls the multiple, because the buyer is pricing what they can build on, not just what you earned. The ideas are not scarce. Ask any operator for AI use cases and you will fill a wall. What is scarce is data that is ready to run them, and that scarcity sets the pace of the whole program. Which raises the real question. If data readiness gates all three levers, how do you measure whether it is working? Put simply, buyout value creation decomposes into revenue, margin, and multiple, and AI workflows pull all three. The binding constraint on every one of them is whether the data is ready. Fund the constraint, not another workshop of use cases. Second, one AI program, two scoreboards. An AI program produces two different kinds of value on two different clocks, and grading both on one scoreboard kills the slower one. The AI dividend is the fast clock. Workflow wins that land in EBITDA within quarters. Priced retention, faster sales cycles, cheaper operations. The data moat is the slow clock. The platform underneath. And it should be measured on its own terms. Time to production for the first AI workflow. Then, for each one after it, in days. The share of AI answers that run through a governed layer with access controls and an audit trail, rather than around it. And how much capability the operating team keeps when the experts leave. The failure mode is predictable. The platform gets judged by the dividends clock, shows nothing after two quarters, and gets cut, taking every future workflow's speed with it. The dividend pays for the program. The moat is what the program leaves behind. Put simply, track the AI dividend in EBITDA on a quarterly clock, and track the data platform on its own scoreboard. Time to production per workflow, share of answers on governed data, capability retained after handoff. Never grade the moat by the dividends clock. Third, the stakes set the readiness bar. Ready is not one bar. An internal copilot with a human in the loop tolerates a mostly right answer. Knowledge search needs citations and access control. A customer-facing workflow adds monitoring, guardrails, and PII handling. A regulated decision needs full lineage and human sign-off. Because the wrong answer is a fine, not a typo. The readiness bill scales with what the answer touches, which is why regulated industries feel AI as both their hardest problem and, once solved, their deepest moat. The bar that slows you down is the bar competitors also have to clear. Wherever a workflow sits on the ladder, four questions are non-negotiable before it goes to production. How do you know the agent sees a unified view of the entity it is reasoning about? Can it show which data it touched on the way to an answer? How do you know it cannot read data it is not authorized to read? And if it writes back, what stops it from polluting the warehouse with its own outputs, compounding misinformation that later answers inherit? If the platform cannot answer all four, the workflows run does not matter. And a word on which projects deserve the climb at all. AI moves the break-even point, not the whole backlog. The tail of projects that were never worth doing is still not worth doing with tokens attached. Put simply, match the readiness bar to the stakes, from copilot to regulated decision, and refuse production until you can answer four questions. Unified view, show your work, authorized access, and no write-back pollution. High-stakes verticals pay the steepest readiness bill and earn the deepest moat. Fourth, put a warehouse between the AI and your systems. Most first AI architectures are a hub and spoke. The agent in the middle, wired straight into the CRM, the ERP, the app database, the ticket system. It demos well and degrades badly. On every question, the AI must reconstruct a unified picture from raw systems in real time, or proceed without one. That burden is exactly what models are worst at. Long horizon plumbing. So the hub is slow, expensive, error-prone, and ungoverned. And every new spoke makes it worse. The alternative is boring and proven. Put a warehouse in the middle. Pipelines ingest the systems. Transformations run ahead of time as version-controlled code. And the output is a canonical model of the business that the AI queries through a governed layer. Access controlled and audit logged. The intelligence is not less ambitious. It just stops doing plumbing at question time. Ahead of time modeling is what shifts outcomes from probabilistic to deterministic. The same stack of non-negotiables that made analytics trustworthy. Idempotent pipelines, version control, a business glossary, schema documentation, quality tests, a semantic layer, access controls, audit logs, is now doing the same for agents. The model was never the moat. The model data is. Put simply, replace AI to everything integrations with sources, pipelines, canonical models, then AI. Do the joining, cleaning, and defining once, ahead of the question, in version-controlled code, with tests, access controls, and audit logs. The AI should query one governed layer, never five raw systems. Fifth, building is one step of six. The engagement that makes this durable has six steps, and only the third is building. First, map the pain and the technical gap. Where the workflow hurts, what the risk is if the AI gets it wrong, and whether a data platform exists to attach to, or a minimum one must be stood up. Second, smoke test the risk. Find the shortest path to proof of life, starting with whether the data even exists in raw form. So bad projects die while they are still cheap. Then build with documentation. Fourth, hand off to a named owner on the operating team, someone accountable for the pipelines end to end, because source data drifts and somebody has to notice. Fifth, measure what's actually moved in numbers and in the operator's own words. Sixth, codify what you learn so the next engagement starts further ahead. Two steps of disconfirmation, one build, three steps of transfer. Teams that jump straight to the build ship workflows that decay the day the experts leave. The build is the easy sixth. The other five are why it is still running in a year. Put simply, spend the first two steps trying to kill the project cheaply. Build once, then spend three steps making it somebody's job to keep alive. A named data owner, honest measurement, and a written playbook. If a partner's process is all build, the decay is scheduled. The whole program compresses to one sentence. Treat data readiness as the unlock, not the cleanup. The companies that treat it as deferred maintenance will keep designing workflows they cannot run. The ones that treat it as the asset will find the workflows almost easy. This year's in EBITDA, and the platform underneath quietly compounding into the thing the next buyer pays up for. The cleanup, it turns out, was the investment.